not being China's expedient of exporting its excessive capacity. OBOR should be a plan of vital and lasting importance that will help countries to connect with one another and supply one another's needs. China should neither seek instant satisfaction nor strive for temporary superiority. As what is called mutually beneficial, win-win new globalization is neither an aid plan under which money is splashed out nor a small free trade circle like the TPP. China should focus on business when it does business, stand in awe of the laws of economics and abide by commercial logic. It must refrain from relying on compelling government agencies or state-owned enterprises to do their shares of investment regardless of returns and prevent unscrupulous businessmen from actually transferring their assets, evading paying tax, or acquiring foreign assets predatorily under the pretext of OBOR. It must do the first part lest countries along OBOR should make excessive demands. Though China's foreign exchange reserves amount to $3 trillion, it will eventually find endless demands unbearable. It should do the second part lest the country's economic interests should be damaged. The OBOR strategy be brought into disrepute, and the pursuance of that international strategy be clouded.